All right, so joining me now is Wes Peters of Swiss America. I'm going to put some articles that Wes sent me. Wes Peters of Swiss America. Wes, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back, Wes. You sent me some articles. I'm going to pull them up real quick. Here is one right here. This one is about, this is about bonds, right? The power of the Fed. Tell me about this before we play a little bit of it. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, Brandon, when interest rates go up, bonds go down, you know, and we've known for quite some time now that interest rates have had nowhere to go but up. And what's, you know, mind-boggling to me, many of your listeners are, a lot of them are retired, living on a fixed income. A lot of them are heavily positioned in bonds. And it's just amazing to me when I talk to people on a daily basis and I ask them if they've heard from their financial advisor at any time, you know, previously about transitioning out of those bonds because rates are going to go up. And the vast majority, very, very few people say they get that phone call. And when they do talk to their advisor, what they hear is, well, it's the market. It goes up, it goes down, it's going to come back. If you have a few extra bucks, you should dollar cost average and buy some more. And it's just a shame that if they're really managing those, you know, the accounts of their clients, why are they not on the phone telling those folks that you need to get out of these bond positions? And we can sit on the sidelines for a while. And then when we have the big pullback, we can jump back in. This article in Bloomberg, you know, under pressure from central bankers determined to quash inflation, even at the cost of recession, global bonds slumped into their first bear market in a generation. The total return index of the government and investment-grade corporate bonds has fallen more than 20% from its 2021 peak, the biggest downgrade since inception in 1990. So again, the writing's been on the wall about this bond market and the impact that it's going to have as these rates continue to go up. And these advisors, if they were really managing their clients' accounts, they could have gotten their clients out of bonds sitting on the sidelines for the last year or 2 years.
And why don't they do it? I think I know the obvious answer.
Well, if you're on the sidelines, they can't make any money trading your, I mean, that's, you know, that's how they make other. And, you know, I used to be in that industry, Brandon, and that was one of the most frustrating things to me. And one of the reasons I got out is, you know, my job was to keep the client's money in the firm regardless. And I can't tell you today how many people I call their advisor, you know, called with them to their advisor, and they're intimidated and frightened to death to call their advisor. I hear things like, oh, he's going to yell at me again. I'm like, yell at you? Why is he going to yell at you? Well, last time I took out 20 grand, he was upset saying, if I keep spending my money like this, I'm not going to have any money left. And so many people are intimidated to call their advisor. And at the end of the day, and I know people know this, but it's your money. Those folks work for you. And my question, after the 2008 financial crash, I would always ask people, did your advisor call you in advance and say, hey, we need to make some changes. We need to get on the sideline. Nope, Wes never called. As a matter of fact, I got my statement, so I was down 20-30%. I had to call them. And what excuse did they get? Hey, it's the market. It goes up. It goes down. Hey, do you got some extra money? It's on sale. You should buy some more right now. Well, why didn't they manage your account and have you sitting on the sidelines waiting for that correction, where you don't lose a dime, and then when there is that correction, you jump in and buy up all those investments at a discount.
Right, right. So tell me about this little video we're about to watch. Why'd you want me to play this?
It's just, you know, just again, some good information. It's a short clip, and it just kind of summarizes. I like having, as you do, third-party information, so it's not us two knuckleheads telling people, hey, you need to make some changes.
And this is PBS, even, for Pete's sake.
PBS. Well, this one's, this, oh, this video. Okay, this
the power of the Fed. The power of the Fed.
The Fed. Okay. This video is, I think, 13 months old, this documentary. And it is, right now, today, is more relevant than it was a year ago. And play the first, I think it's 2 minutes and 20 seconds of video.
All right, let's do it. We'll do it right now. Here we go. All right. Wait, I don't have audio. Do you, Logan? I just plugged my computer, the black thing, in. Go to audio settings. go to audio. You're going to have to come out here and do this. I don't know what that all means. I just plugged in the little black thing like I always do.
What's going on?
Do I not
on?
Need the black plug anymore? I don't need the black plug anymore. Huh? I'm trying to train an old dog new tricks, buddy boy.
Is there a mute button in the video?
Oh, no. The mute button's off. It's a setting thing. Here we go. So don't plug that black thing anymore. All right. He got new technology on the desk, and I didn't understand it.
There you go.
That's not new. There's so much new technology in this studio. By the way, did you see the pictures of our new studio down the hall?
I did.
Is that gorgeous? Is that gorgeous amazing. Or what? Amazing. I think, Logan, I'm going to send you a video for you to show everybody in a minute. Okay, here we go. Watch this. Here we go. Logan to the rescue again. Here we go.
Millions of Americans out of work.
The people have gone now without four or five or six or seven paychecks and starting to catch up. They need food. It's the most basic thing.
Over the past year, we've seen how many Americans are living on the edge.
Have you got any income at the moment?
No. No. And we have kids too, so
you're not making any money at the moment?
No.
But while businesses were shuttered and millions were left unemployed, one place has been thriving like never before.
Stocks surging even as America enters its darkest chapter yet of this pandemic.
On Wall Street, it was a banner year.
The market has been open for 30 minutes and we've gone straight up.
The Dow rising nearly 18%, its best performance since 1987.
After a major dive, markets reached record highs. The pandemic would turn out to be a blip in the longest bull market ever. The price of stocks have skyrocketed, and so has the wealth of those who own them.
Elon Musk has added over $10 billion to his wealth just this week.
Some see signs of mania.
This GameStop situation, we will never encounter a setup like this again.
As more Americans try to get in on the party.
Right now, we're in a raging mania.
Some worry a crash is to come.
It's the burst of euphoria that typically brings these things to an end.
As the financial world has been diverging from the real world, I've been trying to understand the many forces at play. And I found one institution has been at the center of it all. The Federal Reserve, the nation's central bank.
It is the most powerful and least understood institution in the country. And it really is difficult to overstate how important this story is and how big this story is and how much it matters.
I've been speaking to current and former Fed officials.
Is that really the first time you're in a suit since COVID?
From the waist down.
Can I take my mask off?
Economists and titans of finance.
Nobody knows how this is going to turn out. This is an experiment.
I've heard that over and over, that we're living through an epic experiment run by the Fed.
I believe this is the economic story of our time.
An experiment that has been dramatically changing the American economy.
Wow. Wow. Respond to that, please.
Yeah, it's very, very powerful. Like I said, Brandon,
and that's PBS. That's PBS.
I've been sending that out for a year to people, and I can't. And I encourage people, if you have a dollar in the stock market, you need to watch that video. It's right at an hour long, and they interview the gentleman that Ben Bernanke tasked with starting QE1, QE2, QE3, injecting all this money into the stock market, buying up all the bad mortgage, you know, the mortgage-backed bonds, and really how it has not stopped since. They've been injecting money into the market. So, you know, if people want to reach out to me and they want me to email or text them that documentary, I would be more than happy to, and I would encourage people
to. What is your email?
My email is mwpeters@swissamerica.com.
What's the M stand for? What's the M stand
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
What's the M stand for?
All right. You like to give me a hard time. We've known each other, what, 16 years?
Yeah, and I just found out, was it in Dallas? It was in Dallas this summer. And 16 years we've been friends, and I've been calling you Wes. I find out that's not your first name.
And we're just talking, and he looks down, and he sees my name tag. He's like, what is that? And he's like, Logan, come here. Come here, Logan, look at this. Yeah, my legal name, I'm named after my dad.
Who, by the way, passed away last week, and so condolences to you and your family.
Thank you very much. He's in a better place, and he had no quality of life the last 6 months or so.
Alzheimer's, right?
Correct. Yeah, and dementia. Yeah, the double whammy. So that's my legal name, Marlo Wesley Peters II.
Marlo.
Nothing
wrong with the name Marlo. I just didn't, after 16 years of friendship, I didn't know your first name was Marlo. I thought it was Wes.
Yeah.
And so you're standing there with your name tag on. It says Marlo Peters. I'm like,
ooh. Thanks, Trump. We had to do that because of Trump. We had to give our legal names because of Trump was there.
Because of Secret Service.
Yeah.
So you're going to blame that on Trump, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first day of class, when I was a kid, every day in grade school, the teacher would, first day of school, call my name. I'd raise my hand. All my friends would look at me like, quit messing with the teacher, you know? And they'd find out that was my, so I'd get teased for a couple of days till I roughed them up a little
bit. Yeah, you're a pretty big guy. I wouldn't be teasing you too much to your face. Not in person, over Skype maybe. All right, here's one. Insiders, well, you were going to give your email address so they could get that report.
Yeah. Or they could text me.
Let's do the text. 602-558-8585. They can text you also for that free packet of information on precious metals and how to move your IRA into gold. We don't give financial advice. I don't. We give financial opinion. But you want to get the free reports, just text your name and address to him, and he'll get it to you from Swiss America. 602. By the way, Pat Boone is their spokesperson for 25 years. I interviewed Pat a month or two ago and played it.
Yeah.
Great interview. 602-558-8585. Okay, here's the article. Insiders are dumping stocks at the fastest pace in months. So we kind of talked about that, didn't we?
Right, yeah. So in the month of August, corporate executives that, you know, pretty much have insider, you know, inside information, 2,150 executives sold their positions. That's the most since November of 2021. So if you have executives running these companies, dumping their personal shares, they're obviously pretty skittish and worried, you know, that something big's going to happen.
Yep.
So, just like I always say, watch what the people in charge are doing, you know, just like central banks. You know, there's articles, Bloomberg, Forbes, about central banks dumping the dollar and loading up on gold for the last 3 or 4 years.
Was that, Logan?
That was me. That's my phone. I got a phone call.
Oh, well, that's because we gave out your number. All right, so let's go through, before we run out of time, let's go through this. 12 signs that we got a problem here. Number one, the government's telling us that the employment rate only went up to 3.7% in August.
Right. Let me find that. I got that one over here somewhere. Where did it go?
While you're doing it, number two, John Williams, that's John Williams of shadowstats.com. I've been quoting him for years. If honest numbers were being used, the real rate of unemployment in the United States would be over 24%. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
Number three, about half of all U.S. companies say they will be eliminating jobs within the next 12 months. Four, the government's telling us that inflation rate in the United States is only 8.5. This brings us to number five. According to John Williams of shadowstats.com, who, again, I've been quoting for years on this, if the rate of inflation was still calculated by the way it was back in the 1980s, or 1980 itself, the real rate of inflation would be somewhere around 17% right now. That is that's worse than anything we experienced during Jimmy Carter era. Six, at one company, the number of Americans taking out short-term loans for groceries has nearly doubled this year. Number seven, one out of every five home sellers in the United States dropped their asking price last month. This is more evidence home prices are starting to rapidly move in a downward direction. They were overflated in some markets anyway, but not all markets. Sales of previously owned homes were about 20% lower this July than they were last year. One recent survey found that 3.8 million Americans believe that they could be evicted from their homes within the next 2 months. According to the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, approximately 20 million U.S. households are currently behind on their utility bills. I saw a report 1 in 6 are having a tough time with it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has fallen for 3 weeks in a row. We also witnessed this sort of gradual slide just prior to the big crash of 2008. In August, a whopping 2,150 corporate executives sold off shares in their companies. Are they trying to cash in while they still can? You want to comment on any of those while I move to another article real quick?
Well, I think that's just a general summary. I mean, look at how many things there are to talk about. You know, it's not good news. It's bad news all the way around. You add that, you know, you add the digital currency, these other countries that are pushing, you know, China and Russia walking away from the dollar. You don't really need to look very hard to find this bad information.
Well, here's the one you're talking about. Fox, Russia's Gazprom signs a gas deal with China to convert payments to ruble and yuan.
Right.
So say goodbye to the world reserve currency of the U.S. dollar. Wait till all those dollars come rushing back to our shores. You ain't seen nothing yet when it comes to inflation.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And it's also, if we look at it, Brandon, as far as if we look at with what's going on with Russia and China, if they dump the petrodollar, I mean, that's you know, the U.S. dollar is in big trouble. And it's the fact that the dollar is supposedly getting stronger, which I find very, very hard to believe. And, you know, I'll get people asking why the price of gold and silver has been dropping. One of the reasons is the dollar is supposedly getting stronger. And it's like saying the dollar.
The other reason is because they're selling it on paper, dumping it, pushing the price down, and the central banks of the West are rushing in and buying up the physical after they suppress the price, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Go ahead and finish what you're going to say.
Well, I'm just saying the dollar getting stronger is like saying it's the best looking horse in the glue factory. it's like, come on.
Yeah. Here's one for you. The Guardian, the super rich preppers planning to save themselves from the apocalypse. And it goes into this guy's writing this article. And this is something I've been reporting on for a few years now. I know a guy. You know a guy. You know a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah.
You and I both know the same guy that knows a guy who was, I think, in the Green Beret. And then after he got out of the Green Beret, went into manufacturing luxurious, apocalyptic shelters for uber rich.
Right.
And the guy that you and I both know called me one day to tell me that the guy that owns the company called him and their buddies and said it wasn't the size, the multi-million dollar bunker the guy was building, that he wanted him to build. It was who was wanting it. Who he was building it for made his blood run cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I actually saw a 4,000 square foot underground bunker. That's bigger than my house. 4,000 square feet.
I'd rather die above ground, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
So anyway, the uber rich know something's coming, don't they?
They do. Yep, absolutely.
And then you got Gavin Newsom forcing fast food restaurants to lift their minimum wage to $22 an hour.
Yeah. Or how about they want to force hotels to put up homeless people? They got to report how many they have at the end of the evening.
Yeah, I know. This is ridiculous. Here, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, the BRICS banking system. Member nations are creating new reserve currency to challenge the dollar. So that's what one expert's being interviewed by Mike Adams. So that's that BRICS banking system. Again, the war on the dollar. Well, of course, one of Putin's dudes said the liberal New World Order can't go forward until America's brought down. So you know they're destroying the dollar. And Biden's helping them do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our government, you know, everything we're going through is self-inflicted. You know, they want the American people to have to rely on the government, where the government sends a check and they can just have a bunch of sheep that they bought and paid for.
Yep. All right. So before we conclude, what you offer is a packet of information how to move their IRA into gold. It's actually physical gold in a depository in New Jersey somewhere, right?
Delaware.
Okay.
Or how to protect savings. The biggest thing right now, Brandon, is, you know, I talk to people that are very blessed, have done well, have every type of account you can name. They own real estate. And they say what keeps them up at night is that our broke government knows about everything they have. And they're looking for ways to privatize some of their wealth. And there's not an investment out there like gold and silver that will help you get some of your money off the radar.
And that's because 1933 and older, the numismatic by law is private. It's a private purchase.
Correct. All I ask you is, where do you want this stuff shipped? You don't give me a date of birth, a social security number. We don't fill out an application. When you sell, you hold on to it for 5 or 10 years. Our company, we've been around 40 years. Not one time have we ever lost a buyback.
Meaning if someone calls up 5 years later, says, I'm ready to sell, you buy it back from them. You've never missed a buyback ever.
Correct. Exactly. And when we buy it back, if you buy the numismatic coins, you know what we ask you, Brandon? Where do you want the check sent? And that's it. No 1099. Now, in full disclosure, I'm not saying we're not trying to teach people how to avoid the IRS. If you had a yards, if you have a yard sale this weekend, or you had one over Labor Day weekend, and you made over $600, you're supposed to report that on your taxes. So we're following the letter of the law. We're not required to report anything. That's between you, God, and the IRS.
Free packet of information on all this, including putting your IRA, percentage of your IRA, into gold. And then you could actually take physical possession of it when you're 59 and a half if you want to start doing that, right?
Correct, to avoid the additional 10% penalty that Uncle Sam imposes if you liquidate a retirement account before 59 and a half. Yeah.
All the info, just text him your name and address. He'll send you the packet. Say, hey, Marlo, send me that packet. And Marlo West Peters will send it right out. 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585. By the way, have you been on since we were at CPAC?
I think once. Hmm.
That was quite the show. You got to see me, how the long hours at the desk I pulled. That was pretty amazing in itself, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't have to see that. I've seen it before. I still think we need to take the show back on the road and travel all throughout the Midwest.
Yeah, we 10 cities and 10 nights. Remember when we did that?
1,200 miles on a rental car, 12 hotels and 12 days. Yeah, it was great.
10 cities and 10 nights. We really did it, folks, in a motor coach. Yeah, yeah. Those days are past me, dog.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Hey, thank you. You guys take care and keep doing what you do.
You too, Wes. Thank you,
thank
man.
You, sir.
Right, Wes Peters, check it in. Check that out. His text. Just text him. 602-558-8585. He'll send that information. Joining me now is Dr. Oh, whoa. Before I do that real quick, folks, let's go to the picture of the studio, Logan. Let's show them that we just got this completed yesterday. We might do a broadcast in there tomorrow. Look at that new studio, folks. Look at that. Is that gorgeous? Or as Tony Bennett would say, beautiful. Beautiful. Maybe you didn't know Tony Bennett used to say that a lot, but he does. He's still alive. Sorry, Tony, you're still with us. He's old, but boy, he's still with us. And he sings really good still. But anyway, that backdrop is an actual backdrop. That's not some kind of, you know, projection screen. That is a physical backdrop, not cheap. Gorgeous backdrop, brand new studio. Got Usama Dakdok coming in a couple days to do some recording, and we had to open up another studio to get all of our broadcasters who've been working with me for years, because I'm always in this one. So we opened another one. I'll also start sometime this fall a Sunday morning news show to kind of be your alternative to Fox News Sunday. I'll be starting a Sunday morning news show. That'll be our studio for that. And there's also a control room in there, a switcher, $60,000 switcher. None of this is cheap. And if you appreciate all we're doing, this is where I quickly ask you to support what we're doing so we keep cranking it out to you. Go to WVWTVstore.com. See that? WVWTVstore.com. All right? This is where you get your emergency food supplies. It has a 25-year shelf life, and it's a big part of our general operating budget for my show. So check it out. 1 year, 4 weeks, 72-hour kit, 3 months, 6 months. By the way, if you don't want to order over the internet, which there are a lot of you that don't, here's the number, 901-468, maybe you can put that on the screen, Logan, please. 901-468-9357. You can call that number. That is orders only. That's not to call and pitch a product or something, or ask how to turn your computer on. It's just to order stuff. We've gotten a few odd calls today. So 901-468-9357 if you want to order over the phone. 901-468-9357. You also can order your Ozarks Worldview tickets at WVWTVstore.com. Check this out. This is beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Our conference coming up the middle of October starts on Friday night, October 14th at 6 p.m. There's the start times for Saturday, Sunday morning worship. Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, Annie Cyrus, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Woods, Terry Turchi, Leo Homan, Karen Kingston. The resort info is there. If they sell out, just get a hotel in town. It's a gorgeous resort. You'll love being with us. The middle of October. You can order the tickets at WVWTVstore.com, or you can call on the phone and get your order, place your order over the phone, 901-648-9357. Let's quickly go over to MyPillow.com. Look, folks, there's a lot of sales going on over there tonight at MyPillow. Look at this. The biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history, as low as $29.98 with the promo code B66. Use that code B66. You get savings. We get credit. Labor Day flash sale for mattresses. Did you know that you could actually have the mattress mailed to you? Look at that. It can come in a box like that. Isn't that crazy? It's awesome. all these different mattresses, even the ways to prop it up. I love that. I have one of those beds. I love propping up at night and working. Delta likes it too, actually. So MyPillow.com, use the promo code B66. Guarantee the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, $19.88. You got the sandals, the sliders, sheets, towels, blankets, so much more. But use that promo code B66. You get credit. No, I'm sorry, the way around. You get savings. We get credit.